Hi, this is Sassy Strawberry reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋 by 孟西石 Chapter 115, translated by myself and edited by Happy Bass and Yuki Ryu. The newcomer was Yun Ying. After Shen Qiao had fallen off the cliff, although Yu Ai had done his best to quell their fears, the people of Shen Dushan couldn't help but remain perturbed and anxious. Yun Ying was Qi Feng Ge's fourth disciple. Neither his disposition nor his martial arts were the most exceptional. Hence, he was a fairly unknown and inconspicuous character even within the sect. Since Yu Ai had taken control of Xun Du Zi Fu, he felt that this Shi Di of his was the meekest of them all and wouldn't be able to stir up any trouble. Hence, he didn't pay much attention to him. It was no secret that Yu Ai had colluded with the Tuzhe and accepted the title of Taiping Yuyang Zhujiao Zhenren. At the time, the Tuzhe had so much power and influence that the northern states of Zhou and Qi could only defer to them. Yu Ai saw the Tuzhe's fierce ambition and wanted to make use of them to restore Xuan Dushan to its former glory. As a result, both parties closely kept in touch with one another. Even on the day when Yan Wuxi was attacked outside the royal city of Tuyuhun, Xuan Dushan actually did not have much to gain from it. It was only that Duan Wenyang had extended an invitation. Thus, Yu Ai stepped in to lend a helping hand. However, the Tuzhe's plans for Xuan Dushan did not end there. Xuan Dushan carried an ancient legacy, and they held an extraordinary and remarkable influence within the Taoist faction in the Jianghu. If they are able to turn the Zhang Jiao of Xuan Dushan into their puppet, not only would they be able to control a crucial force of Zhongyuan, they would also attain centuries' worth of the accumulated wealth and martial arts classics in Xuan Dushan's possession. From the Tuzhe's point of view, Xuan Dushan had sealed their doors for a long time after Qi Feng Ge's death, and the sect had gradually fallen to decline. Shen Qiao had already left, and the hearts of the sect members were scattered. There would not be a second Qi Feng Ge making his appearance. Hence, it was the perfect opportunity for them to infiltrate the sect. Duan Wenyang had studied martial arts under Hu Lu Gu, but due to his mixed-blood heritage, he held a lower status than his Shi Di, Kun Ye. He desperately needed to make a great contribution in order to elevate his standing. Luckily, he found a master in Ishbara Khan, who had believed in self-reliance, and they quickly took well to each other. Unfortunately, things did not proceed as they had hoped. Although Yu Ai had accepted the title of Taiping Yuyang Zhujiao Zhenren, he was unwilling to let the Tuzhe interfere in the educational affairs of his sect, and he did not allow Ishbara Khan to send his people to Xun Dushan. Their cooperation was only superficial, and no more than that. The Tuzhe were naturally displeased and dissatisfied with the situation. A large piece of delectable fatty meat like Xun Dushan was displayed in front of them, yet they were not able to consume it. The truth was, Yun Ying wasn't properly aware of such matters. It was only after he had left Xuan Dushan and headed towards Qingcheng Shan that he encountered Yu Shengyan, who was returning from the Shijian Dahui. Yu Shengyan then informed him of what had transpired. Prior to this, Yun Ying had become increasingly aware of the depressing atmosphere within the sect. He had sought out his San Shi Xiong, Yu Ai, several times to speak of his intentions to search for their E Shi Xiong, Shen Qiao, and bring him back to restore order to their sect. Yu Ai pacified him each time and tasked him with educating the younger disciples. In view of Yu Ai's trust in him and his willingness to entrust such important matters to him, Yun Ying was left with no choice but to put aside this matter for the moment. Yet no one would have expected that the waves would suddenly emerge from the ground. His Xiao Shi Mei, Gu Hengbo, suddenly left without saying goodbye and went down the mountain without permission, Yu Ai was absolutely wrathful as he flew into a thunderous fury. Yuan Ying was shocked speechless by the contents of Gu Hengbo's parting letter to him. Since then, he started paying more attention to Yu Ai, keeping a lookout for opportunities to further investigate the matter in secret. It was at this time, a Zhang Lao of Xuan Dushan arranged a private meeting with Yuan Ying and expressed his willingness to support him in replacing Yu Ai as a Zhang Jiao. The more Yuan Ying pondered on the matter, the more he felt that something was amiss. After sufficient contemplation in the letter that Gu Hengbo had left him, he quietly took the opportunity to leave Xuan Dushan. Ever since he had been a child, Yuan Ying had rarely left Xuan Dushan. The monotony and solitude from the rigorous training on the mountain did not faze him. He would spend the entire day either engaged in his martial arts training or in reading books. It was as if he did not possess a shred of the vigor and quick-wittedness that youths shared. Even Gu Hengbo, who was close to him in terms of age, could not endure this kind of situation, and instead grew closer to Shen Qiao. He had been born in a wealthy household, but due to a childhood speech impediment and the fact that his family had numerous children anyway, neither of his parents favored him. Even the household servants knew whom they should kiss up to and whom they could look down on. And as such, they also neglected this young gentleman. It was only after Yuan Ying had gotten lost during an excursion due to a servant's negligence that he met Qi Fengge. Qi Fengge took him back to the Yuan family and returned him to his parents. They saw that Qi Fengge was a Taoist who was well-versed in martial arts. Hence, they took the opportunity to ask Qi Fengge to take on Yuan Ying as an apprentice. Qi Fengge felt that Yuan Ying's innate qualifications were not bad, and thus agreed. These last few years, with the exceptions of the time he left the mountain to gain experience, Yuan Ying had only visited his family once. His slightly dreary disposition made him one of the most unassuming and inobtrusive existences on Xuan Dushan. It had taken several days before anyone had even noticed that he had left Xuan Dushan. After going down the mountain, due to his complete lack of experience, Yuan Ying didn't know where to go or what to do. He had originally wanted to look for Shen Qiao, but he didn't even know where Shen Qiao was. He then heard of the Shijian Dahui on Qingcheng Shan and thought that Shen Qiao might attend the event. Hence, he inquired about him en route towards Qingcheng Shan. Since he didn't bring enough money with him, he had to intermittently go without meals. Unexpectedly, he had arrived too late. Upon reaching the foot of the mountain, he encountered a stream of people who were descending from the mountain. Yuan Ying had heard of the spectacular events that occurred during the Shijian Dahui, and that Shen Qiao had been taken away by Yin Wushi. His heart was filled with anxiety and worry, and it was later on that he ran to Yu Sheng Yin, who had also come down from Qingcheng Shan. Yuan Ying had an ordinary appearance that would not attract attention, and his description could have matched that of a random passerby. Very few people would actually take notice of him, and it only so happened that Yu Shengyan had observed that he would always lift his head to listen whenever someone mentioned Shen Qiao, and hence paid closer attention to him. Upon being asked, Yuan Ying had declared his background. It was only then that Yu Shengyan realized that this person was Shen Qiao's shidi. After Shen Qiao listened to Yuan Ying's tale, he contemplated what the other told him for a moment. After a while, he asked, "Who was the Zhang Lao who wanted to support you in becoming the sect leader?" Yuan Ying replied, "It was Zhang Benchu, Zhang Zhang Lao." Mount Xuan Du's legacy had persisted until this day. Although the mountain had been sealed for some time, the sect contained several internal factions. Those of Qi Fengge's line could be regarded as the orthodox main branch, hence the position of Zhang Jiao had gone to them. As for the rest of the Zhang Lao, their martial arts and lineage could be traced back to the second generation leaders of the sect. Although everyone was similarly from Xuan Du Zifu, They each possessed one or two sets of unique martial arts that were passed down only to the people within the sect. Therefore, strictly speaking, most of Xuan Dushan's Zhanglao were of the same seniority as Shen Qiao, with some of them being even more senior in terms of rank, that they could be considered as Shen Qiao's Shi Bo and Shi Shu. Zhang Benshu was one of them. Shen Qiao asked, "When Yu Ai successfully became the Zhang Jiao, I expect that Zhang Benshu was among the seven Zhanglao who supported him at the time." Yun Ying nodded his head, replying, "Yes." Shen Qiao asked again, "Then, what about Da Shi Xiong? You are ranked fourth among disciples. Since he had sought you out, shouldn't he have also sought out Da Shi Xiong?" Yun Ying was vaguely at a loss. This I don't know. I spent the entire day in my room, reading and in sword practice, or otherwise instructing the disciples in sword practice." After saying these words, his expression revealed a look of shame, and he said, "Er Shi Xiong, so I am sorry." This apology was not only because he had failed to answer Shen Qiao's question, it was also a way for him to express his regrets for not being able to help Shen Qiao after he had fallen off the cliff. Shen Qiao was not angry. Instead, he patted him on the shoulder like he would in the past and said, "You don't need to apologize. You are non-confrontational in nature, and you very rarely leave the sect. The fact that you eventually realized that something had gone awry and went down the mountain in search of me is already very remarkable on your part. So after you met with Zhang Benshu, you didn't go to Yu Ai to clarify the matter." Yun Ying blushed and replied, I did not. Wu Shimei had already told me earlier that he had something to do with your falling off the cliff. Since then, I was wary of him." Shen Qiao sighed slightly and didn't speak any further. Yan Wuxi's line of sight stopped in the hand that Shen Qiao had placed upon the other party's shoulder for some time, then lazily said, "Since Yun Shi Di has arrived, do stay here for now. You look sallow and underfed. Let's have the kitchen prepare some food to supplement your health." Shen Qiao gave him a look. In his heart, he thought, "Who is your Shi Di?" These words spun around his throat once, but Shen Daozhang was kind and sincere by nature, hence he ultimately did not say them aloud. Yu Shengyan was flabbergasted. He wondered, since when did his Shifu, who was outwardly ardent but inwardly uncaring, suddenly begin viewing Yun Ying in a different light, that he would even diminish his own seniority to be of the same generation as Yun Ying? From where did this little stutterer borrow such prestige that my Shizun would address you as Shi Di? Shouldn't you be overwhelmed in your fear and awe, shedding tears of gratitude at this great honor? Naturally, Yun Ying wasn't overwhelmed with profound awe, respect, or humility, as he had absolutely no idea of who Yan Wuxi was. Upon hearing that the other man had invited him to stay, he hurriedly turned to his Shi Xiong to seek the latter's opinion on the matter. It was evident that he was a very respectful and obedient boy who deeply honored his teachers and seniors alike. Upon seeing the other gaze at him, Shen Qiao smiled and said, "Since Yan Zongzhu has extended an invitation in good faith, you should accept it." Yun Ying had seen how Yu Shengyan had saluted Yan Wuxi, which should have then clued him in on Yan Wuxi's identity. Only now did it dawn on him, and he hurriedly arched his hands and replied, "Many thanks to Yan Zongzhu, then I will have to impose on your hospitality." If it were still in the past, never mind just one Yun Ying, even 10 of Yun Ying put together would be too insignificant for Yan Wuxi to take notice of. It is just that the present could not be compared with the past, and Yuan Ying, bearing the title of Shen Qiao's Shi Di, made this an entirely different and unusual situation. Even then, it could be observed that Qi Feng Ge's method for selecting disciples was really eclectic in nature, without a consistent pattern. Each of the five disciples under his tutelage had different and unique personalities and temperaments. And it was even rarer to see someone as wooden and simple as Yuan Ying. After Yu Shengyan, who had been in a slightly dull and depressed mood, had led away Yuan Ying to get him settled, Shen Qiao had stared at the chessboard, almost in a trance-like state. Yan Wushu could read his thoughts at a glance. "Are you thinking about returning to Xun Dushan?" Shen Qiao pulled back his focus, replying, "Yes, I want to return and have a look." He had long wished to return. It was just that before, his martial arts were still too weak, and he didn't want to take risks then. Today, however, the situation was different. His martial arts had almost fully recovered. Even if he were to face against Xue Ting Chan Shi or someone of his ilk, he would still have the ability to fight against them. At any rate, Xun Dushan is still the sect where he grew up and studied in. Even if Shen Qiao did not have any intention to reclaim his position of Zhang Jiao, he would not allow those who cherished evil designs to make any vain attempts to destroy the pure land of his heart. Since Zhang Benchu had sought out Yuan Ying, it was apparent that Yu Hai had not lived up to his expectations. There must have been some disputes between both sides, and it must have been noteworthy enough that Zhang Benchu would want to expel Yu Ai from the position of Zhang Jiao. This, combined with the news from Huan Yuezong, if one was to say that this was not influenced by the intervention of outside forces, Shen Qiao would definitely not believe it. Yan Wushu said, "That's fine. It's about time, anyway, with your current level of martial arts. Although you may not be able to dismember Yu Ai into 8 separate pieces, you should be able to drive your sword straight through his heart." Shen Qiao was somewhat speechless at this. "Just because I'm going up there does not mean that I have any intentions to commit murder." "Could you be less eager to speak such bloodthirsty words?" Yin Wushi gave him an amused smile. "I only fear that this is not up to you to decide. Xun Dushan is like a piece of fatty meat placed inside a cage. And now that there is an opening in the cage, how would the animals not pounce on what they have coveted for a long time?" Shen Qiao may not have liked this description, but he understood that the other man had a valid point. This was indeed the current situation that Xun Dushan was in. Yu Ai's martial arts may be powerful, but people are often not prepared enough when dealing with forces of internal conflict. Just like how it had been for him back then. Yan Wushu said, "In fact, I have also received news that after He Huanzong lost a good part of their power and influence within Chang'an, they started to ally themselves even more closely with the Tuzhe." Shen Qiao frowned angrily. "You mean to say that the He Huanzong may also attempt to interfere in Xun Dushan's interests?" Yan Wushu said, "That I don't know. You will be traveling on your own on this journey. Why don't I have one of my disciples accompany you for assistance? Would you prefer Bian Yin Mei or Yu Shengyan?" Shen Qiao replied, "These are essentially Xun Dushan's internal affairs. How can I bother them with it?" Yan Wushu said deliberately, "With such words, did you want Ben Zuo to personally accompany you?" Shen Qiao is an honest person. He did not originally have such intentions and was stunned speechless by Yan Wushu's words. Without waiting for him to reply, Yan Wushu smiled and replied, "Unfortunately, I cannot accede to your wishes this time. After my last battle with Xue Ting, my injuries still have yet to recover. Even if I go, I may not be able to be of any help." Shen Xiao had personally taken his pulse before and was completely aware of the severity and state of the latter's injuries. But upon hearing the other's words at this moment, for some reason, his heart suddenly felt unsure. "How come it's still not recovered after such a long time?" he said while reaching out his hand. Yanusha didn't move at all, maintaining his posture as he half leaned against the soft cushions, even letting Shen Xiao rest his fingers upon his wrist. After a moment of concentration, Shen Xiao's expression paled.
"Why is it like this?"